and about to merge now with Highway 80N, which goes to the Dalles. And now in Gresham, Oregon, phone number 665-99961, recorded Friday, November 28, 1969. This is General Telephone, Step Wood Director. According to the phone book, there's a lot more General Telephone around here than I thought. One very noticeable characteristic of these phones is that when you make a call and hang up, it takes at least 3 or 4 seconds for the phone to reset and give you a new dial tone, and sometimes about half a minute. And well, I've been waiting about a minute for this one so far. That's why I'm narrating this now. I'm just waiting for a new dial tone to come on. The phone just goes completely dead while it's waiting. I'll dial the phone number so you can hear it going through. When you dial the local prefix 665, the director drops off after 3 digits. I'm waiting in the clear. I get the impression that they just don't have enough equipment in this town, and maybe the reason they're having to wait so long is that there just aren't any dial tones to give me. I'm not sure. Sometimes it does come on right away. Sometimes I just have to wait a minute or two, so maybe it's just shorter dial tones. Who knows? When you dial a 2, the director cuts out right away, connecting you to the Portland prefixes that start with 2. I'll dial 222-2222, which gives a test tone in Portland. The 0 for operator switches through right away. The director cuts out immediately. 411 is supposed to be information and 611 run repair service, but actually you can dial 41 or 61 and just leave off the last one. Some home phones are supposed to dial 1 for long distance. I tried knocking off the director and leaving myself for the 1, but the most I could succeed in doing is getting fast busy, and I think that fast busy is coming from the point where I do have just a 1 dialed into the switches, so I guess it doesn't work. If you leave the dial off for too long, it turns into a ring, but I waited about a minute, nobody answered. 711 gave the test board. I tried it because the phone book said that for some of the general telephone territory, 711 was time, but from this town, you're supposed to call a time in Portland. Okay, well, I let the dial phone stay off the hook too long again, and that ringing sound suddenly turned into a solid ringing tone like this. It had originally been just a normal sounding ring, you know, the same tone as that, but just interrupted normally. End of recording from Gresham. Entering Troutdale, population 1300, drive carefully. Troutdale is about 2 blocks from Gresham, so I'm sure the phones are the same. Won't bother stopping. Crossing the Sandy River. You may have heard the sound of the wind in the phone booth of Gresham. It suddenly became extremely windy and extremely cold. Still is very windy over here. Well, I suppose it still should be. I'm only about a mile away from this. Cars on speed limits on the freeways are like Seattle, 70 for cars, 60 for trucks. The sign says 60 for trucks, however, different from Seattle one in that it permanently says 60. It doesn't switch at night to say 60 for cars also. From Seattle, on night, the reflectorized headlights make the 60 show up brighter than the 70, and it becomes 60 for cars and trucks. Up here, there are all kinds of plain lights and 60 for everybody. Excuse me, 70 for cars all the time, 60 for trucks, only. Now driving along the Columbia River, you can see the river off the left side of the car right next to the road. Just turned off the freeway onto the off-ramp release to the town of Corbett, Q-R-B-E-T-T. There's a sign on the road, just a regular looking road sign, except it's congestion. And they're quite right, a truck is stopped in front of me and I can't get through. And now in Corbett, Oregon. Phone number Frontier 59679. This is an independent company, Stromberg Carlson Payphone. There's no phone books, I don't know what company it is. It's straight step, but it has so many digit absorbers in it that it doesn't even sound like step. It sounds like some kind of crossword almost, but you only hear me one click through the whole time the call's going through. I have to log out the payphone number. The first 3 digits will be absorbed. The next digit will click. then you're right into the connector because this payphone's on a 10-party party line. So the last three digits go into the connector. You don't hear any clicks then. So the entire time through the call is just one click. By the way, you don't drop the money in until after the person answers. The operator's in Portland. Print out your own phone number and then hang up. The phone will start ringing back. I guess that's the way you call your party line. The local prefix is the only one that's the local call from here. Anything else is a toll call. Like most of the other independent companies around here, home phone style 1, then an access code for which party of the line they're on, then the number for toll call. That works fine for the payphone here. Just dial 1, then anything, then the phone number. An operator from Portland, I think, comes on and asks for your number. She believes any number I tell her, and then the call goes through. Okay, that was the 1-1 for the access code. Now,
Frontier 52679.
Town a little bit, and I found the telephone company building. The name is Columbia Telephone Company. It's a pink building. That's right, a pink telephone company switch room. Hood River 41, the Dow 62. Entering Hood River County. Entering Cascade Locks, population 650. Drive carefully. The phone and Cascade Locks with Bell System STEP. The only thing interesting was that the phone and also the phone book said the dial 113 for directory assistance. And yet, as soon as you dial 1, you end up with an intercept operator in Portland. She said that the customers can't dial directly information as far as she knows. But they say both the payphone and the phone book say you can. I don't know. The sign says, entering Hood River, does not say drive carefully. That's unusual. Before, all the signs that had the word entering on them had the name of the town, population, and said drive carefully. Other towns just had the name of the town, period. It didn't even say the word entering. This one just said entering Hood River. This is being recorded from Hood River, Oregon on November 28-1969. Prefix is 386, phone number 386-9755. The United Telephone Company of the Northwest, which seems to have quite a few of the towns in this area according to the phone book, says they have Bickleton, D, Glenwood, Goldendale, Hood River, Quickitat, Lyle, Mosier, Odell, Parkdale, Roosevelt, Stevenson, North Bonneville, Trout Lake, White Salmon, Bingdon, and Willard Cook. Some of those, I think, are in southern Washington. The payphone is automatic electric. Switching equipment is NX1 crossbar. I'll dial the payphone number. By the way, even though it is NX1 crossbar, you still don't drop the dime until after the person answers.
Number that is on your line. Please hang up and allow 10 seconds for the number to ring. Then lift your receiver to talk.
117 gives the time.
Don't forget the area code to call an out-of-state abode. Time 6. 6.
The number NX1 crossbar will give you the busy signal if it's even looked at crossways. According to the phone book, there's supposed to be an access code for DDD on the dial. The example shown in the phone book is 154. That one doesn't work. If I dial 154 or 1 and two other digits, then start to dial a number after I think about 5 or 6 more digits, I get a recording. The operator is in Hood River. She says they do have touchtone dialing here. The only prefixes that are local are 386 and 387. 387 is also in Hood River, but it seems to be a step prefix. This office step pulses into it. After you finish dialing the entire number, the NX1 pulses are heard, and then step pulsing into 387. I'll dial 387-2400. End of recording from Hood River. Entering Mosey here, population 270, drive carefully. I'm listening now to the news on a Hood River radio station. This town is so hicky that they actually had a woman giving about 3-minute report of all the people admitted and released from the 2 hospitals in the town that day. She actually went through and read the whole boring list of all the people who were admitted to the hospital and all the people who were released from the hospital and all the babies that were born in the hospital. She didn't go so far to tell what the diseases were, she simply read the list of names. I didn't find any payphones in those here, in Mosier, excuse me. Passing a sign on the highway here that says wind gusts. They're quite right, there are some, although not around here. I haven't seen strong wind in it quite a few miles back. And entering the Dalles, no population given, I don't have to drive carefully. One of the things I hope to find here is how the Dalles got its name. That will probably be the only thing interesting. I already know a Pacific Northwest cell phone, probably step, so I don't think it's going to be anything good. But for once, I will know, I hope, how the Dalles got its name. Recording from the Dalles, Oregon, November 281-969er, phone number 296-9252. Equivalent is Bell System step. There is no direct distance dialing, even from home phones. It'll turn on in April 1970. The phone number for repair service is 298-5555. I dialed that. An operator said, one moment, please, for repair service, and she connected me to a Portland repair service. I heard some dialing. I don't know whether the operator really dials or not. I'm going to call her back, dial the operator, and ask her if she has a dial and a push button. Yes, the operator does use a dial. I just had her put through a couple of calls, and she did dial on the dial. I'm going to call her back in a minute and ask her about it. Now I'd like to quote a section of the Dalles phone book. The Dalles is a community of contrast that derives its name from the description given by French-Canadian fur trappers for the Columbia River rapids that rushed over rock formations at nearby Solimo. Now, however, the rapids are submerged in the lake-like backwater created by construction of the Dalles Dam. Actually incorporated as Dalles City, the community became known as the Dalles when it was given that title by the Postmaster General. I just asked an operator about the dialing, and she said that they just always had dials in that office. It's a pretty old office, not up to date yet. She thinks maybe in April when they get the direct distance dialing, they'll refinish the operator's office also. The number for time is 844-1212, same as in Seattle.
Time will be 7:31:30.
don't know if you could hear it in the background, but it sounded like that time recording was coming from Portland, because I could hear long distance sounds in the background of it. In the recording from the dials. And now back on Highway 80N on the way back to Portland. As the sign says, I'm now leaving the dials. There's another sign saying wind gusts. Don't have any so far. About a mile out of the dials, Portland 79er miles, Hood River 17 miles. The following recordings were made Saturday, November 29er, 19969er. I now headed west on Burnside Street in Portland on the way to Beaverton. I just crossed the Burnside Bridge. I'm now passing in front of the toll tannum in Portland. Just past the sign saying leaving the city of Portland. There's a little tunnel after that sign. There's another sign right below it saying sounding of horn in tunnel prohibited. I just entered Washington County. Just passing by the factory of the Tektronics Company. They make excellent oscilloscopes. Welcome to beautiful Beaverton, population 16530. Just passing by the general telephone switch room in Beaverton. Recorded from Beaverton, Oregon, Saturday, November 29er, 19969er. The general telephone one director, phone number 644-999-55. I'll dial the pay phone number. On calls to Beaverton, the director cuts out after the second digit. On calls to Portland, the director stays on the entire call. I'll dial 222-2222. Time is 117. A bad prefix, the director just sits there and doesn't do anything. Now the next four digits, the director still just sits there and doesn't do anything. And about 10 seconds later, it'll finally connect you up to a recording. Sometimes it gives the fast busy. I guess that's when all the recording circuits are busied out. I'll try it again. Okay, here goes the recording. The directors are set up to treat that toll call down from the payphone exactly the way they would handle a toll call for a home phone. What I mean is if you dial one and then a number, the director will repeat everything you dialed into the appropriate switching level. However, the switches are different for the payphone, so you end up with a fast busy after the director is done finished with all the dialing. normally a general telephone, that doesn't happen. The director will refuse to take a toll call and just catch the recording or just sit there right away. I haven't yet succeeded on stopping the director to anything. I don't know why. Well, I can stop the director as long as it's in the middle of dialing into a prefix. Like if I dial a Portland number, I can stop it in the middle of that. But I can't stop it in the middle of the controlling digits. For example, if I dial information, it has a two-digit thing to dial. I can't stop it anywhere in the middle of that. If you leave the dial tone on too long, you get this. Just leave that dial tone on too long, the same thing will happen. Just keep getting that back to the dial tone. End of recording from Beaverton. Recorded Saturday, November 2-9-1-9-6-9. Back in my travelodge room, I'm going to record a little bit from my police radio and the aircraft radio. There's a company in Portland called Doctor's Official Telephone Exchange. They run a doctor's radio page service. The doctor subscribes to that carry around a pocket receiving unit. Then when the office wants to call them, they send out a signal that activates the particular unit and makes it start beeping. Then they can broadcast the message for the doctor through it. When the operator's message is over, when she shuts off her switch, a recording of a man's voice automatically comes on and announces the name of the station and clears it. Their frequency is around 154, just below the police frequency.
Please call Dr. Peterson at 639-1987. Repeat, Dr. Sutherland, please call Dr. Peterson at 639-1987. Operator.